Maybe as the host, I am biased, but what a fun set. I had a blast with those last three songs, and I hope you did too. Of course, music right there from legendary 1980s pop rock band, The Bangles. Going back to their third album, Everything, released in 1988, we heard the song Bell Jar from The Bangles. In the middle, it is music from Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. Anytime I'm introducing this band on the program, I always ask you this question. What does the tradition of Detroit punk rock sound like when it is delivered by an Australian expat? Well, the answer is queer indie rock band Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. Their new album, Iconoclastic, was released earlier this year in spring. In April, we heard the song I Want My Name Back. This band is one that I've featured a number of times here on Girly So Groovy, and will definitely continue doing so. If you are a fan of acts like Bleached, Pretenders, Amy Mann, Brandi Carlile, The Bangles, The Breeders, Broken Social Scene, Elspeth Tremblay delivers something that I think you will enjoy. Before Elspeth Tremblay, it was music from The Breeders, reaching back to an album that turns 30 years old this year. Three decades, 3-0. The album is called Last Splash, and we hear the song I Just Want to Get Along from The Breeders. And yeah, The Breeders are going on the road as the opening band for Olivia Rodrigo. It just still, I'm flummoxed when I read that. But it's definitely a way to open up The Breeders to a new audience and a wide audience in the arena tour that Olivia Rodrigo is setting out on. But anyways, I digress. Let's jump back into the music. If you are a fan of acts like The Breeders or Foyerette or Elspeth Tremblay, I think you will enjoy this next band, the Brooklyn band Foyerette. They released their debut album earlier this year called Yarn the Hours Away. The album showcases their angular indie rock that touches on math and punk and art rock and just more playful indie pop tradition. So it's Foyerette right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
This hour is just bouncing right along. Music right there from the DIY punk indie act, Swearin', a band formed in 2011 by Allison Crutchfield, who put the band together. It is just such fun music. The song is called Margaret. That is from the album Fall Into the Sun. I believe it's the most recent album from Swearin'. I don't know. Yeah, actually, it's the band's third album and most recent. It's been 5 years. Not sure if we're going to be getting anything new from the band. Before Swearin', it was music from Scottish indie rock band The Spook School, a band that sadly now no longer. We heard the song While You Were Sleeping. That is from the band's final album, Could It Be Different, also released in 2018. And then starting that set off, new music from Brooklyn band Foyer Red. The new album, the debut album, is called Yarn the Hours Away. They released that back in May. We heard the song Pocket. We featured Foyer Red a few times now here on Girly So Groovy. I always remind you, Girly So Groovy is not about getting that one hot single out, but rather a slow sizzle to savor the album, finding a number of tracks to work into Girly So Groovy throughout time. And so if you're a fan of acts like Diet Sig, The Concretes, The Fiery Furnaces, Plum Tree, Sacred Paws, The Spook School, Swearin', you're going to definitely enjoy Foyer Red. They're that kind of fun indie rock. Similar, I would also say, to the band Always. Just playful indie rock. Okay, so I am looking at the clock, and we're about to get into that second hour where we are going to do a bit of a turn. We're going to be celebrating hip-hop, especially with a hip-hop trailblazer, groundbreaker. But we're going to wrap up this first hour. But before we do anything musically speaking, I just want to remind you that you can stay in touch with the program all week long. It's a great way to know when we're doing any kind of special programming here on Girly So Groovy. You can find us on Facebook. We're at Girly So Groovy. And of course, we're on Instagram at GSG Radio. With both those social media channels, I post the playlists in print. I provide links to the bands and musicians featured. There are links to our Mixcloud listening page. And best of all, you can message me any requests that you have for the program. Which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? Let me know through our social media. Speaking of special programming, next week is one of my absolute favorite episodes all year long. It is a tongue-in-cheek episode we call Under the Covers, 2 full hours of nothing but cover songs. This year, I am finding a way to bring in cover songs inspired from our year-long Trailblazer series. So that means there will be cover songs performed by some of our Trailblazers, as well as musicians covering those groundbreakers. So for example, last month we did Dolly Parton. I will have a cover song that Dolly Parton performs, as well as finding cover songs of Dolly Parton classics. So that's going to be for all 10 of our Trailblazers and groundbreakers that we featured so far this year. We did 11. Yes, we did 11 groundbreakers. We are not going to be doing the Groundbreaker Trailblazer series in December because December is already somewhat jam-packed. Don't forget that last week in December, we will be doing our top 10 girly so grooviest albums, the 10 best albums of 2023, plus honorable mentions. We'll also be doing our holiday extravaganza episode as well coming up in December. So I think you see why it's probably a wise idea to like and follow us on social media. It's a great way for you to stay in know of what we are doing here on the show with all the special programming. The other thing too, I would love to hear from you on social media. Do you think we should continue this monthly Groundbreaker series into 2024. It is a little bit of extra work on my part to put it together, but I have thoroughly enjoyed taking those deep dives into Trailblazer catalogs and the artists inspired from them. Let me know. Again, shoot me a quick message on social media. Do you think we should continue with the Trailblazer Groundbreaker series in 2024? Okay, before we get into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. How about we wrap up this first hour with a remix? We have not had a remix in a while here on Girly So Groovy. I am always a sucker for a remix. So right now it is Toronto indie rock band Metric with what is called the 12s remix of their hit Help I'm Alive, B-side to their single Help I'm Alive. Right now, again, Metric, let's get dancing here on Girly So Groovy.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Well, we talked about this in the first hour, and we are going to dive into it right now. It was 50 years ago that hip-hop launched onto the scene. In many ways, it was, from the very beginning, a very male-dominated genre. And then one young MC stepped up and wore the crown. Queen Latifah. Yes, Queen Latifah is our last trailblazer, groundbreaker, pioneer that we will be celebrating this year in our year-long monthly series. And I just felt it very apt. Hip-hop has its 50th anniversary, and Queen Latifah has such an incredible career. If we just looked at the last back half of Queen Latifah's career, you would start thinking she is simply a fabulous actor with Oscar-nominated and Emmy-nominated roles in Bessie Smith, Chicago, Hairspray, dabbling in daytime television. And how could we ever forget performing as Khadijah James in Living Single? There doesn't seem to be an area of the entertainment industry Queen Latifah cannot conquer. Music, TV, film. She continues to break ground by making thought-provoking art. It's the approach she has taken since she introduced herself to the world as Queen Latifah more than 25 years ago. Bursting onto the hip-hop scene, demanding respect as an artist, a rapper, and a woman. Queen Latifah has often been called the first lady of hip-hop, but given her present influence on culture, particularly how it casts women, the term that's more appropriate is right there in her name, Queen. Now, relax, Beyoncé still gets to be Queen B, but without Queen Latifah, it is hard to imagine Beyoncé's brand of feminism or even cries for solidarity among women in modern music. Think TLC, Nicki Minaj, and even Taylor Swift. Queen Latifah called out the misogyny in hip-hop at a time